today's gospel, our Lord teaches us the fundamental importance of doing the will of God. He does this by his words when he says, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother," but also by his own example. This is what the rest of today's readings talk about, the letter to the Hebrews, talking about the sacrifices in the Old Testament and how they were simply a remembrance of sins, but they could not actually expiate sins. They were foreshadowing the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, of his own body, his own life. But notice the core and root foundation of that sacrifice of Christ's body was that it was the will of his heavenly Father. If his Father wanted him to redeem the world in some other way, he would have done that. And so the sacrifice taking place is really the sacrifice of his will. Okay, the sacrifice of the will, the human will in Christ, uniting itself, conforming itself to the will of his heavenly Father. And then the responsorial psalm again takes up the same theme. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. So our Lord has given us an example. He has taught us. And so this is for us to embrace, right? This importance in the spiritual life of really striving to unite our wills with God, conform our wills with God. St. Alphonsus Liguori wrote an excellent booklet on this called Conformity to the Will of God. And in this he says, "The greatest glory we can give to God is to do his will in everything. This is what our Redeemer taught us by his own example when he came on earth to manifest God's glory. All the saints knew that this is the key to perfection of holiness, and so they were constant in their efforts in doing God's will." Saint Teresa of Avila writes, "What we are to seek when we pray is the grace to conform our will to the will of God. There is no doubt that this is the highest perfection. Anyone who is exemplary in this will receive the greatest gifts from God and progress rapidly in the spiritual life." Saint Faustina Kowalska, she once said that whoever does the will of God practices all of the virtues. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.